Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. I hope you check it out. When you get a chance, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And also, don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. We ask a different question every week. And when you click your answer, you will see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget all the other things you can do there to help you with your small business at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pam Harper is our guest. Pamela S. Harper is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Pam, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you and your book.
Well, it's businessadvance.com for the website, and you could get all kinds of information, articles. You can click on the book, which would take you to Amazon, actually. Right. So the book is on Amazon, and there's lots of information, ways to contact me at that point as well. There's a blog, pamharper.com as well.
All right, so check that out. Pam, folks, we're talking about an event that Pam had recently where she brought a bunch of folks together, almost 100 people together, across a number of disciplines and industries to talk about the importance of innovation in taking your company forward, moving your company into the future. And you, Pam said, tells us she's learned three things. The first thing was just being able to appreciate and understand and embrace the idea that innovation is necessary. And we talked about that in the last segment. The other two, Pam, are having your stakeholders be part of this and having the right culture for innovation. Talk to us about the second one.
Well, the second one is also interesting because it seems like a no-brainer. Of course, we want to make sure that people are on board.
This is huge. This may be the biggest part of this. May be the big, the most
I would
important
say
one.
They all build on each other. You have to be aware of what's going on, as I said, in building your strategy. But what people spoke about, and it was funny, each of the four panelists, for instance, that I was moderating, these CEOs, were all telling me about different stakeholders that they thought were particularly important in terms of business model innovation. Mm-hmm. One fellow, for instance, told me about his wife. He said one of the biggest stakeholders, it was a small company, a small
yep.
business.
He works
and
for his wife.
That's right. Well, actually, he worked. His wife was an important stakeholder, and he said she really needed to be on board with this,
yeah.
of course, in addition to others. But that was one. Another spoke about customers.
Yeah.
That, for instance, the printing company said that they were reinventing from one type of technology to digital technology. Not all of their customers were 100% immediately mm-hmm. convinced of what this was
and
all about.
And that requires training, doesn't it? It requires
education for them.
And I think about the way the airlines taught you and me how to use kiosks.
You bet.
You know,
it takes a while
yeah.
to get your customers on board because we know intuitively that this is a great thing or we've had the experience. We forget that our customers don't necessarily see it, don't understand the benefit right away.
One of the things I've learned with customers is never ask them to make a change unless there's something in it for them. Never ask them to touch your technology unless there's something in it for them.
You bet. But there was another thing, and I think this is also important for some of your listeners out there, is regulators.
Yeah.
One of our panelists was the CEO of a pharmaceutical company, a small pharmaceutical company, and he was hit. They were doing very well, and a regulatory issue came up, and they realized that they had to change some things.
Hmm.
And there are plenty of industries that are hit by regulatory concerns.
Yeah.
You know, if you're global, you have to think about shipping. You have to think about even within the United
well, and
States.
And security.
You know,
now with security, that's going to be
a bigger issue. Absolutely. And then the fourth was there was employees themselves, mm-hmm. you know, buy-in of the employees.
Right.
So it was all of these different stakeholders and more.
Of course, back to his wife thing, that's coming under the natural law of if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
That's
a natural law, right, Pam? Talk to us about the third thing that you learned. This is the culture.
Okay, the culture is that the importance of the values, the beliefs, and the practices, the common practices that exist in your organization. And I use that word organization very loosely. You can be an organization of one or two people and still have an organization because you undoubtedly have suppliers and customers. And I take it in that kind of a realm. But fostering a culture of innovation when you have employees, too, is an issue. Mm-hmm. What are the values and the beliefs and the practices that are going to get you there? For instance, if you think that having people collaborate together, which more and more companies do think is important, is going to be a fundamental key issue for you mm-hmm. in making your strategy happen, and people are at odds because there are rewards going on that say, be an individual. Don't care about the other person.
Right.
I don't care how many signs you put up on your wall that say teamwork is important. It will not happen.
Right. Another thing, and, Pam, you have to do, innovation requires creativity. And creativity and innovation and creativity, by definition, means we probably haven't done this before.
That's right,
That means somebody's going to fail. There's going to be a failure. There's going to be a mistake that's made. You have to be able to let people know that you're going to redeem them by saying to them, if something goes wrong, the main thing we're going to ask the first time is, what did we learn?
That's true, Jim, but you also have to make sure that people are seeing that they're, by your actions, that
right.
you really do mean it. So
absolutely.
Make sure that you're reinforcing
and
them.
And that is the very important point, folks. I've seen this happen when the owners really weren't invested like they said they were. Pam Harper, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thanks for teaching
My
us about
pleasure.
This. Preventing Strategic Gridlock is her book. Check it out wherever books are sold. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.